Welcome to the new year. It's 2022. This is Mike Adams here with an important crypto update for you. I've heard many people commenting about crypto, some very bright, high IQ people, people who I otherwise very much respect on many topics. I'm not going to name names. That's not the point here. But many people are getting something very, very dangerously wrong about the current valuations of Bitcoin and other currencies, and even the structure of crypto. And in the interest of helping people be safe from what I think is coming in 2022, which is a major crypto reset, I needed to put this out there, and it'll make instant sense to you once you hear this. So I'm hearing people say that the amazing thing about Bitcoin and other cryptos is that they can't be counterfeited, so there's no cheating, and that it's a consensus system where everybody must agree on the authenticity. Everybody does agree because of the blockchain, the distributed ledger, and so on. Everybody agrees on the authenticity of each coin or fraction of a coin that is created. Therefore, it's all legit. There can be no cheating. The valuations are all real, and so on and so forth. Folks, this is completely and utterly wrong. And the people who are saying this to themselves or others are, I'm sorry to say, delusional. And here's why. The answer, stablecoins. Digital counterfeiting of stablecoins. Now remember, I am a pro-cryptocurrency person. I love the idea of decentralized, quote, money or a transaction system that does not depend on the central banks. The central banks are pure evil. But I think the central banks of the world, including China's bank, is involved in the stablecoins, and they're using stablecoins to eventually destroy much of the faith in the crypto system. And here's how they're doing it. They're counterfeiting stablecoins. And then they're using the counterfeit stablecoins to buy Bitcoin and Ethereum and other coins, which means that even though the Bitcoin blockchain is intact, and even though there's Bitcoin scarcity that's built in to the algorithms and so on, what does it matter if the prices can be driven up by unlimited digital counterfeiting of stablecoins that can be used to purchase Bitcoin on many, many crypto exchanges around the world? So imagine, let's take this into the real world, give you an example. Imagine that there were 10 Picasso paintings for sale by a museum, okay? And the Picassos are all originals, they're all legit, and let's say they're so intricate that no one could successfully counterfeit them. No one could copy them. These are all verified, 100% 10 Picasso paintings, one of a kind, each one of them, okay? And you would say, well, that's authentic. You know, there's only one of each. What are they worth? Well, what if they could be purchased by parties who simply fabricated their own currency and bid up the price on the Picassos using counterfeit currency? How much would the Picassos be worth in counterfeit currency that could be created without limit? And the answer is, there's no limit to what they could be, quote, worth in a counterfeit currency. So, and we know, of course, the US dollar is, in essence, a counterfeit currency as well, because the central banks just keep printing it. But there's a rate of counterfeiting by the central banks that can be calculated and seen and anticipated. You know, the money supply is expanding at a given rate, but it's not, you know, doubling in a week or something crazy like that. Whereas there are stable coins that will create billions of dollars worth of stable coins in 1 week, which is a significant portion of the total stable coins that exist from that entity. And they can increase their supply by 10% in 1 week, for example. And these stable coins aren't necessarily tied to anything. Now, in defense, I think there are some stable coin companies and operators out there that are legit, and they're trying to bring stability to the crypto ecosystem. And I want to applaud them. And again, I'm not naming names today. But there are some honest stablecoin operators, but there are some dishonest stablecoin operators. And many people believe that some of these dishonest operators are holding a lot of Evergrande paper. you know, corporate bonds from Evergrande and the other Ponzi property developers out of China. And those are their, quote, assets. So they're really not backed by anything, even though that's their claim to say they're backed by deposits. Turns out, in many cases, it's not true at all. And so they're just counterfeiting. And they're counterfeiting stable coins and using those coins to buy Bitcoin, which is driving up Bitcoin prices because of the artificial inflation of the money supply of stable coins. So then you have to ask, well, what's the real value of Bitcoin if stable coins did not exist? You see how Bitcoin has been driven up, up, up through digital counterfeiting, money creation, buying Bitcoin. So what's Bitcoin really worth without the counterfeiting? Maybe $5,000 a coin, maybe $500 a coin, maybe zero. I don't think it's zero personally, but I don't think it's anywhere near 50,000 either. I think that what we're seeing right now is really a kind of a version of tulip bulb mania, except only certain parties are getting rich because they're extracting people's dollars, the people who are buying into Bitcoin at these hyperinflated prices, and that the prices were inflated by digital counterfeiting operations of stablecoins. So when someone says, oh, well, you can't counterfeit Bitcoin, therefore it's all good, that's only a half truth, which means it's also kind of a half lie. I mean, yeah, you can't counterfeit Bitcoin itself, but you can counterfeit other things that are used to buy Bitcoin. Therefore, the Bitcoin prices are based on counterfeiting operations. In other words, the entire crypto ecosystem, because of the fluidity of the exchanges between crypto, between Bitcoin and Ethereum and all the other coins and so on, it's all inflated by the counterfeiting. And there's another big story, well, a big angle in all this that I think is going to emerge in 2022. And as you know, I've interviewed John Perez, and he's done, I think, now 12 episodes of the Crypto Conspiracy with David Morgan, the silver guru. And Perez is onto something really big here, which is, it goes to the origins of Bitcoin, who's using it. And if you follow what he's uncovering, it turns out that a lot of the actual use and advocacy of Bitcoin traces back to the deep state, Jeffrey Epstein, human trafficking, and a payoff system, a money laundering system that could evade the traditional banking system. And who needs to use that? Well, the deep state, the CIA, the drug traffickers, the human traffickers, the whole Epstein, Maxwell circle of people that involves, you know, the who's who of the some of the world's top leaders, princes and CEOs and governors and powerful political elitists and globalists and so on. So they needed Bitcoin. And it turns out, if you keep digging and you wonder, you know, who's really behind Bitcoin, why do they have to create a fake Japanese sounding name and everything? It's because the deep state created Bitcoin, because they needed a money laundering, child trafficking system. They need to be able to pay off people and pay bribes and kickbacks and all of this. And Bitcoin is the perfect vehicle for doing that. Doesn't mean that Bitcoin can't also be used for good things. I mean, just like cash, like the dollar cash can be used for good or for evil. But Bitcoin in particular has been used by the deep state to move a lot of money around for illegal operations. But the worst part about this is what Catherine Austin Fitz talks about, which is how Bitcoin is a stepping stone to get people to go into central bank digital currencies, or CBDCs. Central bank digital currencies. This is how the globalists are going to control humanity, by having your digital wallet and, you know, denying you the ability to purchase or to accept transactions. It's going to be a total spy system. And right now, Bitcoin itself is a spy system. So I saw a very interesting recent video about El Salvador, which recognizes Bitcoin as its official currency. And then, of course, the government of El Salvador can use the blockchain analysis tools that are out there to monitor and track everyone's purchases in Bitcoin. So you're giving up all your privacy if you're using the El Salvadorian Bitcoin wallet system. And some people are even complaining that their wallets, they seem to be disappearing. I guess it's some kind of a government sponsored or government set up wallet that people can use in El Salvador, where a large percentage of the population, they're not even involved in banking. They don't have bank accounts. And they're setting up these Bitcoin wallets with the help of the government. And a lot of these wallets are vanishing. So this is exactly the worst case scenario of digital currency controlled by government or controlled by central banks, is that they can just take the money out of your wallet. And you're like, well, whoa, how did that happen? You should have your own private wallet. Well, sure you should. But that means you have to have your own computer or your own, you know, computing environment with your own wallet. And a lot of El Salvadorians don't have the money to buy that. It's a very impoverished nation. So they're using basically hosted Bitcoin wallets, and apparently their passwords are also known by somebody else who's doing the hosting. It's starting to look like a government-level Mt. Gox operation, frankly. And it, remember, if it's digital, if you can't touch it, you don't really control it, you don't own it, they can just take it from you. So if you sign on to Bitcoin digital wallets in El Salvador, not only apparently does the government have total control over your wallet, but they can monitor everything you do. This is like the worst case mark of the beast system. Why would anybody want that system? If you're going to use crypto, you know, at least use a privacy coin, something that has a zero knowledge structure. That would be the way to go, and keep the government out of your business. But look, I think there's a major day of reckoning coming for the crypto system. And I think that people who have bet their lives and their futures and their retirement and their careers and everything on crypto are going to have their world rocked by what's coming. It's going to be like a lot of people who had their life savings in the hands of Bernie Madoff. And Bernie Madoff was seemingly earning them, you know, 12% a year returns, or maybe a little bit more in some cases. Like, wow, they would get their statements month after month. Look, this is just compounding like crazy. Let's give Bernie Madoff more money. And of course, Bernie Madoff, who was once the head of NASDAQ, was running a massive Ponzi scheme. It all looked great until the very last day. And that's the thing about Ponzi schemes and tulip bulb mania scenarios. All the bubbles, all of them, they look awesome until the very last day, when they implode. And boom, Bernie Madoff arrested. Suddenly, what's the value of all the deposits that people have with Bernie Madoff? That value went to near zero. Now, you know, there were some settlements, bankruptcy, and so on. Some people got paid pennies on the dollar. Eventually, they got something out of it, but not much. You lost the vast majority of your principal. But remember, Bernie Madoff was trusted, just like people trust somehow the anonymous name behind Bitcoin, someone they don't even know. What if it's not a name? What if it's actually just a deep state operation that created this whole thing and suckered everybody into it to take all their money? And then they're going to crash the whole system close to zero and then buy up all the Bitcoin at that point. And then they have your money and your Bitcoin. Why wouldn't they do that? Well, of course they could do that. Why? Because they can counterfeit all the digital currency they want in order to buy up all the Bitcoin, manipulate it. And they can also use fiat currency that's being counterfeited to buy up Bitcoin and have the panic sale. And they control the media as well. So the way the globalists have always fleeced the gullible masses is to move markets radically up and radically down. You know, from time to time, not every day, obviously, but once in a generation, typically. Massive crash. What happens in the crash? The politically connected, powerful slash elite, they buy up everything for pennies on the dollar. And the suckers, the masses who are oblivious, are left with nothing. And this massive theft happens about once every generation. Happened with the dot-com boom and the dot-com crash. Happened again with the subprime crash. So that was, you know, fairly quickly after the dot-com crash. Happened in the 1987 crash. And it's about to happen again. But this time, it's going to be more than just traditional markets. It's going to be crypto markets as well. So yeah, you know, some people say, well, Bitcoin's going to go to $1 million a coin. And then other people say, well, Bitcoin's going to go to zero. What if they're both right? See, first, it goes to zero. And then maybe it does go to $1 million a coin. But at that time, and when I say zero, I don't mean exactly zero, but close, it goes towards zero, very close to zero, because everybody panics and flees the system. And then who jumps in and buys it all up? Well, of course, the globalists. And then they drive it back up. Suddenly they have all the valuation again. They are the whales. They can manipulate it through a combination of applying psychology to the market transactions in Bitcoin, but also through the media. So they can put out stories that create a lot of doubt and fear about cryptocurrency. They could put out a story that says, turns out Jeffrey Epstein was using Bitcoin to traffic children, and then boom, Bitcoin drops 15%. And then they could put out a story 3 days later after they buy up a bunch of Bitcoin, and the story says, oh, turns out that was a mistake. No, Epstein wasn't using Bitcoin. So, wow. So they can manipulate it very, very easily. When you are buying Bitcoin, you are playing in a digital casino. It's kind of like going to an online poker website where you think you're playing against a human opponent on the other side, and it's actually just a computer algorithm that cheats. There's a certain amount of cheating built in to many of the online poker games. And I'm not talking about just the normal house advantage that you would have at a, quote, honest casino in Vegas, because the house does have an advantage. You know, in all the games of chance, the house has a little bit of an edge. Even in blackjack, you know, the big casinos in Vegas on blackjack, you know, they'll make 2% essentially on every bet. And it's all regulated, by the way, and it's all legal to do that. No, I'm talking about online betting sites that cheat and then give themselves more like a 20% advantage and are just looting the suckers that come in because they heard about, oh, you can win real money at this poker site or whatever. That's what it's like buying Bitcoin. You are walking into a rigged poker game where you don't even know who the other party is on the other side. But they can manipulate it. They can work it against you. They can drive prices up and down, and they can counterfeit stable coins to buy more Bitcoin. So you have really, you have no authenticity that's guaranteed in this entire system. The blockchain is irrelevant at that point once you have digital counterfeiting of other coins that can be used to buy Bitcoin. See? So, and if you have a hard time believing this, ask yourself, what is the limit on the creation of stablecoins? And how do you know that it's limited? How can you confirm? Is there any consensus that restricts the number of stablecoins that are created? And the answer is, there's none. Nope. They can just make as many as they want. So they're flooding the entire ecosystem with stablecoins that they then convert into Bitcoin. And then they can sell Bitcoin for dollars. So, or other things, obviously. So they're using digital currency counterfeiting to pull dollars from other suckers and to end up with dollars in their own hands. I mean, what an incredible scam. You know, wouldn't it be, well, aside from the negative ethics, but I mean, wouldn't it be fun as a thought experiment to have a digital, you know, printing press, and you can just print up all your own coins? You know, you can call it, you know, my own coin, or I guess a Let's Go Brandon coin, which is an actual coin now. What if you could just make billions and billions of Let's Go Brandon coins and everybody believed that each one was automatically worth $1? Just overnight, you could just log into your own little spreadsheet and just type in, 1 billion coins and say they're, you know, if they're worth a dollar each, suddenly you're a billionaire. And then if the exchange has allowed you to spend those coins to buy Bitcoin, you could buy $1 billion worth of Bitcoin, and your cost, your actual cost, would be zero. And now you have $1 billion worth of Bitcoin, and then you could sell that $1 billion worth of Bitcoin for cash or dollars or gold, or you could use that to buy houses and cars and whatever. That is what's happening. You're being fleeced by digital counterfeiting. You're being fleeced. And at the end of the day, it's going to be a Bernie Madoff Ponzi moment when people realize, oh my God, there's nothing here. It's all vapor. There's no value in this system. There's no integrity in this system. There's nothing here. And it all just goes to zero one day. I believe that that kind of scenario is coming. And without the stablecoin factor, it would be a lot easier to have faith in cryptos. But with the stablecoin digital counterfeiting that's in place and obviously run by a bunch of, well, in some cases, not in all cases, but in some cases, some super sketchy people with histories of fraud and so on. Yeah, what do you think they're doing with that power? What do you think they're doing? And again, there are other stablecoin operations that I'm certain are being run with high ethics and integrity and audits and so on. So I'm not throwing them all in the same basket here, but all it takes is one bad stablecoin apple to make the whole thing rotten. Because if you can just create billions of dollars of stablecoin overnight at no cost to yourself, and you can use them to just buy into all the other currencies, then obviously the values of all the other currencies are artificial. They're not real, not based on anything real. And that's where we are. That's the reality. So be very, very cautious, folks. And again, I say this as an advocate of the whole idea of decentralization. I love that idea. I think we need a gold or silver-backed crypto, by the way, that's tied to real assets. I would be in favor of crypto that's backed by oil or food or used cars or sometimes just something real. Like you should be able to trade your Bitcoin for something physical in the real world. Ammunition, even. Would you buy like ammo crypto? Yeah. Hey, you know, how many shares of 9mm crypto do you have? And if you knew there's a bunch of 9mm in a vault backing that crypto and you could trade it out, that would be, you know, truly asset-backed crypto. Maybe somebody will come up with that. But on the other hand, why wouldn't you just buy the ammo, right? And just store the ammo yourself. So anyway, just some thoughts on this. Be cautious, watch your back in 2022, and don't believe the all the hype out there. Be smart, be skeptical, be a critical thinker so that you can make it through this. What we're watching is not normal in the history of money. This is an obvious fraud. It's an obvious Ponzi, and it will be corrected, and it's going to be catastrophic. It's so easy to see. I've seen this before. I saw it in 2000 with the dot-com bubble and boom and all the self-delusion and everything. It's happening again. It's almost exactly the same. So watch out. In any case, be sure to check out the John Perez / David Morgan, what's it called, the crypto conspiracy videos. They're on Brighteon.com, which is the platform that we built. And it's on the, what is it, the Morgan Report channel, I believe. That's where they are. So check those out to learn more about all this. It's fascinating. It's a fascinating world, but it's also completely unregulated. All the risk is your risk. You have no coverage. There's nothing backing up Bitcoin, literally nothing, not FDIC, not gold, not the reputation of a company, not the rule of law, nothing. It's literally backed by nothing. And you don't think somebody's going to take advantage of that and screw everybody over? Well, you're about to learn a very expensive lesson in the real world. It's going to be very expensive, but it will be a lesson remembered for a lifetime once you learn it. In any case, thanks for listening. Take care.